This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
In Fort Hays, I'm like, hey, boys, I'm going to treat this like Dave Van Horn used to treat the SEC baseball tournament at Arkansas. It's like, I'm throwing my number 6, number 7. I'm getting the heck out of Hoover, and I'm going to be healthy come next week. Like, I am curious to see, like, who actually takes it seriously.
That's a great point. If I'm a coach, and this is a very specific thing, but if I could just wave my magic wand and get exactly what I'd wanted, I would want to win one game in the SEC tournament. I feel like that shores up whatever, like, your bracketology seeding is going into conference tournament weekend. Like, you get one W in the conference tournament, you don't fall on your face, but then you lose the next one. So you're not running ragged, like you said, out there 4 games in 4 days, or even 3 games in 3 days. I don't want any part of that.
Gentleman's split.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a day-night doubleheader. Like, yeah, you can win the first one, but we're not going to win the second one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, maybe you save your number 6 starter for game 2. You roll your number 2 starter out there.
Listen, we're going to need him next week. He's going to be pitching in high profile situations. We got to get him some work in these kind of games.
Yeah, no, I think that seems perfect. You don't want to be playing on the final day. I just don't see any advantage to that. I don't think the seeding advantage is great enough. I mean, like, the SEC is going to get multiple number 1 seeds anyway, and there's going to be multiple teams that I think are going to be seeded either 1 or 2. Regardless of what happens in the conference tournament. So, yeah, you don't need to be hanging around for the final day. I don't think that really serves you particularly well in March Madness.
No, because also the SEC plays on Sunday, and the bracket's already set. All right, Blake.
The bracket's already set.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. We come back. Let's get into the list. Also coming up later this hour, Nick Nemeth, the artist formerly known as Dolph Ziggler. He's going to be in town this weekend. He's going to join us during hour number 2. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Tim, I know that we were talking about this earlier in the week. I unironically absolutely love this idea. So for those that don't know, the NHL has decided for this year, I don't know if this is going to be a trial balloon, whatnot. We have the Winter Olympics coming up next year, so it seems likely that the NHL is going to have the winter break for the Olympics so that all their players can play in the Olympics. But what they've decided to do now is they've scrapped their All-Star game, and they are having 4 national teams: Canada, the United States, Sweden, and Finland. These were the top teams according to the IIHL nation rankings. Russia was in there, but because the IIHL still has Russia suspended because of the war in Ukraine, these are the 4 teams. Well, we got to see Team USA in action last night. They took on Finland. 2 goals, I believe, in the first 24 seconds of the third period. They end up routing the Finns 6-1. But I'm telling you, man, like, I think this is a great idea, because the biggest problem, like, inevitably when we're going to start talking about the NBA All-Star game, I still will go to the grape. The format is not the problem. The problem is they don't care. And what you see in this format is, man, maybe it's just the way hockey players are wired, but it's like these games feel intense. Like within the first 5 minutes, we've already got a scrap in front of the goal. Like, and then we're setting up a massive, massive game against Canada on Saturday night. Like, I think this thing's been a wild success.
You know, it's funny because I like international sports. I like watching the Olympics. I was fortunate enough to cover the Olympics 8 years ago or 7 years ago in Pyeongchang, and there was no hockey players, no NHL players over there, but you could sense the intensity that is out there. And these guys love playing for their country, man. And not to say that other athletes don't, but there's something about it from a hockey standpoint. And I knew when I heard about this, I was like, this might be kind of cool. And then it just kind of drifted off. And I jokingly said, you know, prior to my show on Wednesday night, I was like, does anyone know about the Four Nations face-off? Like, it's about to start. And then you see the first game go to overtime between Canada and Sweden. But I'll tell you what, you're on to something. I think Saturday night on ABC, USA, Canada, up in Canada, that atmosphere is going to be unreal. Look, Saturday nights in Canada are, that's Sunday night football in the United States, man. So hockey night in Canada, it's the primo spot. It's in a iconic, you know, barn, the Bell Center. And these two teams, when they have all their best players playing, we get some instant classics, man. And I know a lot of us remember that 2010 gold medal game that was just unbelievable to watch in Vancouver. So I don't know if we're going to live up to that, but I'm fired up about Saturday night, man. I think it's the atmosphere up there is going to be pretty good, man.
A couple of things about the game last night. Also, that was the first time that I'd ever heard the Star Spangled Banner sung in French Canadian with a French Canadian accent. That was a nice one. The other thing though that I really enjoyed, the U.S. came out, like, you could just kind of eye test it. It's like, I'm a what I would consider like a casual hockey fan. I've never really attached myself to a team, but I love the playoffs. I love the intensity of it, and so I have a casual understanding of the game. But you could, like, just eye test. You're like, okay, the U.S. is the better team, but they're kind of farting around. Like in the first period, Finland scores first, and then the third period happens. It's like, okay, it's time to just take their soul. Like, we've let them hang around long enough. Like, goal right off the opening face-off of the third period. They come back like 10 seconds later and score again, and the rout was just on. But there's also something right now. Here's where I don't know. Is Canada getting a little mouthy, or is Canada pissed? I did not realize this. Do you know the number one customer of bourbon and wine in the world?
America?
No. Stunned me. It's the Canucks. The Canadians. And so, are they booing us because of the tariffs, or are they booing us because we took their booze?
I think I'm going to go option C. I think there's been someone alluding to them being our 51st state that might be getting them a little agitated as well.
Okay, that's the other thing. It's like, I never knew what Canada's relationship was to Trudeau, but Trudeau was always just like an unbelievable liar to me. Like, and it was just so obvious. Like, and when he would just get mouthy and so pious, I just always wanted to be like, can we just threaten one time? Be like, hey, you know we can just go ahead and take you if you want. Like, sometimes, like, I felt like he needed to be put into his place, and he got super mouthy. But I don't know what Canadians' relationship is to him. Obviously, some people are always going to like him. That's just like the way politics work. But I don't get the sense that he was overwhelmingly popular amongst the masses of Canada. So I'm not going to hold that against them. But they've been pretty mouthy. Also, you're welcome, Tim. The Gulf of America looks beautiful right now.
Moving on.
Uh-huh. Don't you? It's got a nice ring to it.
Sure.
Listen, we haven't stopped the winning. He has so many reaction GIFs that are unbelievable. There was one last night when I was scrolling, because I had U.S. Like, there were some people that were trying to just take the U.S. money line. I was like, that's not what this country was founded on. This country was founding on laying it all on the line. Like, it's it's treason or it's your own country. So I laid the goal line, which was a goal and a half. And then when that fourth period happened, like, I'm just scrolling for every America gif I can find. He's got one where he just hugs the flag and kisses it, and it's just laugh out loud funny. Like, I do hope that over the next 4 years, we can get back to, like, the best version of Trump was the 2015 candidate version when nobody took it seriously, and it was just, like, brilliant television. But then, it, obviously, like, it makes people feel a certain way. It's like, if you could just divorce yourself from politics, like, he's truly, like, an unbelievable character. Like, forget, like, just divorce yourself from all politics. So I'm very much looking forward to that. The format is all four teams will play each other in a round robin, and then on the 20th in Boston, the top two teams will play each other. But, of course, that gets us to All-Star Weekend. And so here's kind of my striking suspicion. Have you happened to take a look at the viewing calendar for Sunday night?
As in?
What's on television?
No.
Okay. So we have SNL 50.
Oh, yeah, we do have that.
And that'll I don't, be on the like, main screen. This is not like a monster ratings thing, but I do know what is going to be on TV One on Sunday night because I have no control over it. There's no bigger White Lotus fan on the planet than my wife. It does seem to me like white women love the White Lotus. I think this has a chance on Sunday night to just be like all-time bad all-star game ratings, and then the takes will just fire away on Monday.
Yeah, I'm a big SNL guy, and SNL 50, I've been watching all of the documentaries on Peacock. That will be on TV One,
okay,
for sure, on
Sunday night. Did you have the reaction that I did when they announced SNL 50? I was like, didn't we just have SNL 40? Like, I don't feel like that was that long ago. Like,
when Trump and Taylor Swift were sitting next to each other.
Yeah, it's like I vividly remember watching that. It's like, holy cow, it's been 10 years. I agree. If you have Peacock, the Will Ferrell More Cowbell, like,
that
episode
so
was tremendous.
I thought the best one was the music one. When they went through all the musical guests, they talk about when they convinced Beyonce to allow Bobby Moynihan and Justin Timberlake to be her backup dancers for Single Ladies. Like, there's just incredible stories in that one. Then there's they go through all of the when you try out for your auditions.
One of my favorite moments on that, though, is so they're interviewing Sudeikis, and like they're talking about like, how did you get this? And he's like, well, my uncle called, and you know, that helped push things along. He's like, tell them who your uncle is. It's like, their uncle was George Wendt, who is the game show host of Da Bears sketch. Yeah. Like friends with almost everyone that's on there, you know, like Second City comedy legend. Like, that's where a lot of Lorne Michaels and like a lot of the original cast originally came from. It's like, okay, Jason, tell them the rest.
The More Cowbell one, obviously, for anyone who's seen that sketch, or you know, I mean, how it just became so iconic. And I'm glad that they circled back to, because I was like, you know, the reason I stumbled upon it was the Will Ferrell Greatest Hits DVD, and then towards the end of it they're like, and then it blew up when this came out.
Yes.
Like, oh, there it is. So yeah, if you do have Peacock, I would highly recommend watching all of those. They're really, really well done. And I don't know, man. It almost feels like, I know we've kind of ventured into a different lane here, but I don't know how they're going to be able to do it all. Like, you know, I think, was it the 40? I think it was the 40 when we were like, is Eddie Murphy going to show up? Because they weren't seeing eye to eye. Well, he's now fully entrenched back. He's since hosted.
Yep.
Like, he'll be there. Everyone... I mean, hell, Chevy Chase is supposed to show back up, and he's not doing so great. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, there's so much. Like, it needs to be like a five-hour show.
Well, I mean, I guess that's kind of the other thing that I remember about the 40th was, like, you realized very quickly, like, oh, the, because it's live comedy. Like, it's like, oh, the time is becoming a deal. And so it's like, how are they going to time this all out? But I don't know, like the bigger picture for me, it's like with the All-Star game, this is something that doesn't make sense to me. And I talked about it yesterday on the morning show with your boy JVT. And when the Pro Bowl was becoming a joke and we realized, okay, it's a touch football game, we just kind of decided to like collectively move on. Like, okay, we're done with it. But we didn't have to read 8 million think pieces and we didn't have to talk about what was wrong with the Pro Bowl. Why do we do it with the All-Star game? Like, it almost feels to me like I don't quite understand. It's like, I have the same opinion that SVP had. I think he said it last year. It's like, listen, this is not something that I view as a crisis in my life, but if they're not going to care, I'm not going to care, and I'm just going to move on. Like, that's always been the relationship that I've had. I don't understand why we keep doing, you know, what is wrong with this and whatnot. It's like, it's an All-Star game. It's in the middle of their season. The players are now paid unbelievable amounts of money. Like, I get it.
Do you want to know why?
I think it's...
Think about where in the calendar this game lands. It's a week removed from the NFL. We just had, as sports talk show hosts and people who have opinions on television, the NFL is the gravy train. You just show up on Monday, what happened on Sunday, take it away. And now that's over. You got to get a little creative. And every damn year, it's what a mockery this was. I remember that time that Jordan D'd up. I'm like, shut up. Like, shut up. Who cares? Like, let them do incredible dunks and they are enjoying a exhibition. Like, it just, I'll be honest, when they instituted the Elam's ending, I actually thought that was kind of cool because you actually saw them be like, all right, now we know the end game. Let's try to play a little bit of defense here for 5 minutes. But it's just, it's like the radio host that does Mount Rushmore in July. Like, it's just, it's so rinse and repeat. Like, okay, we get it. It's not that entertaining. But to your point, does it affect your day-to-day? Like, just don't watch it. Who cares?
Yeah, and I guess, though, like, my whole deal is we've become obsessed with, okay, well, if the format changes, like, it'll be better. Like, I think in the end, like, this format's going to confuse a lot of people. It's like, wait a minute, there's G League or there's Rising Star. Like, in the end, what makes it work is a simple formula. It does not matter what your format is. Are they going to play hard? In the end, why is this Four Nations thing, why is it working? They're all playing hard. And because you and I were talking off the air, it's like, well, could they take the Four Nations model and do a U.S. versus the world? It's like, well, that was presented and the players were like, no, thank you. We're not going to do that. And
the world would smoke them.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think, though, the other thing is, like, that's interesting about this, though, is, like, could you, like, forget U.S. versus the world, but, like, what if you made it, like, the Final Four of the Olympics? It's, like, the U.S., but the problem is then the NBA is more concerned. Like, the NHL has taken a stance. All of their best players are not playing in this because some are for countries that are not qualified or didn't have enough players. So they're not, they don't have.
I'll say the difference is we just had the Olympics at the Olympics. Right? Olympic or hockey players have not played in the Olympics, I believe, since 2014. So I think there's a desire to do this. And I would be curious, because didn't we try this? And if you're out there, I think we tried this before in hockey, and it didn't really hit that hard, right? It was like the start of the season. They did a world hockey something.
Yeah, they kind of... So everyone's...
It was supposed to be...
Everyone has tried to do...
the Olympics.
Everyone has tried to look for something like the World Cup that works. Like, baseball has the World Baseball Classic, and I actually think it's a little underrated.
Dude, the WBC, I'll say this. Those are the only time... That's the only time that Miami is an awesome baseball city. Because when the Dominican Republic plays Puerto Rico, like, I would pay lots of money to go to that showdown. The atmosphere at that stadium is out of this world. And let's not forget that when it was Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout for the World Baseball Classic, that was like one of the best baseball moments we've had in quite some time.
No, final out, like everything. The one thing that I think that's hurt the WBC a little bit is everyone else seems to take it a little bit more seriously than we do. Like, our position players play, but our best pitchers won't do it. Why?
Well, the tricky part is, yeah, it's spring training. It's spring training. Arms, your arms aren't fully
geared
up.
Who are, in general, who are the highest paid guys? It's like, all right, well, if I'm a team and I've got a $200 million starter, like, I don't want him throwing in the WBC. Like, you know what I mean? It all kind of comes back to the same thing. It's like, what makes it work? It's like, there's no secret format, whatnot. What makes it work is, are we going to watch the best players play at the highest level? It's the same. To me, it's even like, distill it down to this. Why has the regular season in the NBA lost value, whereas the playoffs feel like they're in a better spot than ever? Well, it's the intensity. Like, playoff basketball has an intensity level that we don't see night after night in all 82 games. It all just comes back to, are they going to play at the highest level? And I think if you tried the world format, I still think you come into the same problem. It's in the middle of their season, and they've just decided, like, we're not going to do this. We're not going to risk injury, right? Whatnot. Like, well, I'm not even trying to make it like a hockey versus basketball thing, but like,
that's. Well, and I'll point this out too, just real quickly, is like, look, hockey players are built differently, but because we also don't follow the sport as closely as the NBA, I don't know who the comp would be, but the Vegas Golden Knights just lost one of their best players for like a month plus, yeah, because of an injury he sustained in this Four Nations face-off.
Well, I mean, the
imagine if, I don't know, imagine if Ja got hurt playing for Team USA in the middle of the season. It was like, what the hell is this?
Who was the Mets closer?
Who came out to Tommy Trumpets.
Yes. Yeah. Like, he got hurt in the WBC.
Edwin Diaz,
yeah.
He missed the whole season, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I think he tore his ACL.
So, I look, but you know, circling back to it, I don't know. It's just never really bugged me. I think the thing that kind of bugs me is, like, you know, as a kid, like, All-Star Saturday night was one of the better nights of the year. I used to, you know, you'd sleep over at your buddy's house and you'd watch it. I think I'm stealing your thunder here. Like, if we're not going to have the biggest stars in the game participate in the dunk contest, which I totally respect, even though I would just love to see LeBron just go out there and try.
And I'd love to see Ja do it, but at the same time, I was like, I know it's not happening.
But you also don't want it to, right?
Yeah.
Like, just go to YouTube and find a YouTube dunker and let him go out there and do his thing and, like, put a purse out there of, like, I don't know,
500 grand, whatever.
500 grand, 200 grand. Like,
million bucks, whatever it is. Get Kia, kick it in.
A two-way deal with the G League for a month or something. Like, I don't know. Put something out there because, like, you know, hey, Mac McClung, I appreciate your time at Georgetown and the dunks that you had, but, like, all right, you did your thing. I don't need to see you for a third time.
Yeah, if it's not going to be NBA guys, then get us the best dunkers in the world, and, you know, maybe that's an opportunity to even, you know, build a platform for them. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Nick Nemeth, who is in WWE as Dolph Ziggler, he's going to join the program. He's going to be in town this week, and we'll tell you about it. We'll talk with him next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And maybe you didn't get the job done. There's still time, though, to go see our friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers because they have the perfect trifecta for you right now. If you spend $99 or more in store, you'll get a free box of chocolates and a dozen fresh roses with that purchase. You can check out options like the Above Love Star Diamond Engagement Ring. It's an extraordinary diamond featuring 100 facets and a hidden star in the center for unmatched sparkle. Each Above Love Star Diamond comes with a diamond viewing scope to see the star for yourself. Engagement rings start at just $29.99. You can also check out the Diamond Essentials Collection, as well as the Love's Crossing Diamond Necklace. It's a stunning necklace, timeless design that symbolizes that beautiful bond that you share, with prices starting at just $199. Another hot item right now are the 2-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelets. You can get yours starting at $799, but hurry on in because it's only while supplies last. If you're looking for a heartfelt and affordable gift for Valentine's Day, you can show her that you love her with the To the Moon and Back pendant. It's a beautiful diamond necklace for just $129. It's the perfect way to say I love you forever. Again, with every purchase of $99 or more, you get a dozen fresh roses and a box of chocolates. They also have great financing options like 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. Shop early for the best selection. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations, or shop online at rijewelers.com. Waiting on Nick Nemeth to call in today. But again, Nick is going to be in town this weekend. He's going to be wrestling Sunday at the Wrestler at the Wrestle Center. It's 3296 Winbrook Drive. There is a meet and greet with Nick that starts at 12:30. Bell will sound at 1:30. If you want to get tickets, memphiswrestling.tv is where you go for those. memphiswrestling.tv. Again, he will be working on Sunday as well. The meet and greet at 12:30 and the bell at 1:30. But while we wait on Nick, there's been a few other things that, of course, happened today. And one thing that caught my attention, of course, it was Super Bowl parade day for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think we might actually have had a situation where we've seen the definition of the unstoppable force versus the immovable object. CJ Gardner-Johnson, which of course got the Swifties all up in a tizzy when he was caught on a hot mic saying should have stayed with the thick S to Travis Kelce, referencing his ex-girlfriend versus his current girlfriend, Miss Swift. Well, today, after receiving review bombs for his parents' food establishment in Florida, well, CJ decided to show up with a sweatshirt that told the Swifties to L-I-X, the Latin numerals for 59, licks his balls. There's no question the Swifties can move mountains. You look at all that they've done for economies throughout the world as she went back on tour, selling out stadiums. Well, I think they might have actually run up against arguably the greatest trash talker in the entire NFL in CJ Gardner-Johnson, and also someone who truly does not care. He will talk it. He doesn't care the backlash, whatnot. So this is a feud that I've got my eyes on. I'm looking forward to seeing just exactly where it goes. Also, a couple other NFL notes. We got the report today from Front Office Sports. Michael McCarthy says that contract negotiations between NFL media and Red Zone host Scott Hansen have, quote, stalled. Per McCarthy, talks have been slowed by the NFL's separate negotiations to cede management of its media apparatus, which includes Red Zone, to ESPN. Hansen, whose contract expired at the end of the NFL season, has been the host of the NFL-produced version of NFL Red Zone since it debuted in 2009. Andrew Siciliano hosted the DirecTV version, which started when DirecTV got Sunday Ticket, or maybe I think they started it around 03. So the first thought on this, though, is I know that this is probably all negotiation, but I can't help but find myself wondering if indeed the problem was, for the first time this year, when we kicked off at the noon games, Scott Hansen did not welcome us and invite us to sit down for 7 hours of commercial-free football. Instead, we were invited to sit down and watch 7 hours of Red Zone football, which was then followed by a Visa ad. They took away his call sign. Scott Hansen was so deeply moved by all of the backlash of where did our 7 hours of commercial-free football go that he was forced to make statements on Twitter. You could tell how much it impacted him. Do I really believe that this is the reason, perhaps, that he's maybe not going to host Red Zone? No, obviously I don't. I think it's probably the fact that they're not coming to agreement on contracts. Also, the NFL wants to basically shut down NFL Network and basically sell off the entire operation to ESPN. And you know that ESPN would probably prefer to have their own version of it and have their own talent. But I can't help but wonder. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we're going to get Nick back on the other side. We'll take a quick break. Hopefully we get Nick. If not, we will tell your story. We'll get out of here, but we'll do that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The winners just keep on coming with Zen Sports VIP Players Club Sweepstakes. Another Tennessee grand prize winner has just been picked for the January sweepstakes, and now Tennessee is keeping, or Zen Sports is keeping the momentum going in Tennessee with its new VIP Players Courtside Club sweepstakes for February. One grand prize winner will win two VIP tickets to the Men's Basketball Conference Championship game in Nashville and a $10,000 bonus bet on any tournament game or an alternative $10,000 cash prize. You'll earn points for every bet you place in February and every dollar you wager. Plus, you'll earn 10 times the entries on all parlay bets. You don't want to miss out on this. And if you're not the grand prize winner, no sweat. You'll also have a shot to win one of 10 small prizes, which grants you two tickets to any men's regional basketball tournament game or and a $1,000 bonus bet or $250 cash. All customers who sign up using code JeffTN will receive 500 bonus entries as well. So head on over to zensports.com for a full list of rules and conditions. You will also earn a $100 no-danger first wager on your first bet. Zen Sports, betting just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Terms and conditions do apply. Tim Murray going to join us. Apologies for Nick. He is caught up in a Comic-Con, and he's got a paid event, and so he was having problems stepping away to do the phone interview. But again, he will be in town this weekend on Saturday at the Wrestle Center if you want to see him. So Tim, kind enough to join us. And really, Tim, I think this is kind of the big question for the weekend. It's A, what are we looking forward to? And then B, how much attention are you going to be paying to, I believe it's Saturday before CBS gets going, we're going to get our first look at the top 16 seeds if the bracket were to start today.
Ooh, I didn't know that was coming out. I'm just happy I have CBS.
Yes, shout out YouTube TV. They made it work.
For now, right? What was it? A temporary
agreement. Temporary pause.
It's like the government, you know. We figured out a way. So, look, man, it all starts with 1-2. So fired up to see this game on Saturday afternoon. I wish it was prime time, but you know, we'll settle for 3:00 Central, Alabama and Auburn. And you know, I do kind of wish that Auburn hadn't lost last week, just maybe give it a little extra juice. But still, it's 1-2. But there's a lot of, you know, interesting matchups on the horizon. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, obviously I imagine that one's gonna be big in your neck of the woods. You know, I think Michigan State going on the road to Illinois on Saturday night is going to be fascinating because it's kind of a bit of a revenge spot. Yakachonis got fouled out a couple Sundays ago against Michigan State with some really questionable refereeing. And Illinois, by the way, laying 5.5 in that one. Kind of a big line for an unranked team, I would say. And so, yeah, a bunch of games this week that I'm pretty intrigued to see. And your beloved Waves on the road at the Kennel.
Indeed they are. Hey, actually, I'm going to let you go. I think this is Nick calling in.
Okay. All right. See you, man.
All right. That, of course, is Tim Murray. I believe we have Nick ready to go. Indeed we do. Nick Nemeth, of course, formerly Dolph Ziggler, of course, of WWE. All of the championships, you know all about them, including 6-time Intercontinental Champion, 2-time World Heavyweight Champion, kind enough to join us now. He's going to be at the Wrestle Center on Sunday. You can meet him at 12:30, meet and greet. Bell will start at 1:30. He is also going to be working. Nick, I wanted to start with bad broadcasting here, and many would say it's probably a theme of this show, but in 2016, you and Miz had a feud, and I don't know how you feel about it. I don't know how Mike feels about it. But as a fan, I just truly always believed that was such an underrated feud. I felt like some of your face work was underrated. But that moment when you put your career on the line, I do not understand why Miz's reaction's not like a gift that we use more often, because I don't know how much it matters to you. But that feud, I just enjoyed the absolute crap of. And I know it's been 10 years.
Yeah, no, it's a blast. Anytime you're doing something with your friend, or in Mike's case, a frenemy of mine.
Sure.
Someone who I hate more than anybody, but he's one of my best friends. You get to punch each other a little harder. You get to take digs that are more serious and behind the scenes and go inside baseball a little bit. But being able to do something like that, to where I go, I'm going to put my career on the line, and it's against one of my best friends. And I really, at the time, was debating, do I call it quits for a little while, or
sure,
go away or something. So it made it very, very, it was all very real, but all including, you know, the words and thoughts that went into it. We're like, we're going to go deep with this. Let's make this count and have it be one of the coolest things ever. And we were very fortunate to be able to pull that off. And yes, my fighting against Mike, he's one of the best, and for good reason. I love being able to punch him in the face because I know I'm doing it for everybody else who's watching.
With all that you've accomplished in your career, why keep going? Because like, you don't strike me as a guy that lives lavishly, and you know, but yet I look and see you're on the road all the time. You're still doing stand up. Like I just am always in amazement of guys like you that want to keep going. What is it that makes you want to keep working?
I'm a workaholic, no matter what I'm doing, and so I cannot sit at home, no matter what. I was begging for a vacation for 15 years, and I finally got one. And 3 days in, I was like, "This is enough. I need to be back at work." But I do live a little lavishly. I get the guacamole on my Chipotle once.
Oh, there you go.
So I do take it up a notch when no one's like, no, I can't sit at home. If the different situation, if there were some injuries piling up, if it hurt to get out of bed every day, I would be still working, but toning it down a little bit. But at the moment, I feel better than I ever have in 20 years of doing this. So I don't see when I would possibly stop.
What is it, because obviously you come from the amateur wrestling background, but I mean, you're known notoriously for being an unbelievable worker. How do you feel like you've been able to relatively stay healthy? Because I don't feel like I'm like our boy Mike. You're not known as the king of soft styles. Like, what is it that's allowed you to keep your body intact at this age?
That's a good question. I put everything into it, whether it's punching somebody or getting punched or whatever the situation is. And I do have, I really think that the training and like hard nosedness that comes from amateur wrestling, to where, you know, you're used to not too many people in the stands.
I think we lost Nick.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, there you are. You're back again.
Okay. Yeah, when it comes to amateur wrestling, like, you got to just, you count on your team. There's not too many people. There's not a lot of fanfare, but it makes you hardened as a person and really builds character. And I think that applies into, you know, being able to punch hard and get punched hard, and not, if you're hurt, you work through it and you find a way to make things work because you have to put on a show for the people. And I really think that has built me into a workaholic, because I don't ever want to stop and I always want to do better than the day before. And I think that,
Nick, I know you're busy. You're in the middle of a convention and you got other fans that want to see you, but I'll make sure to have everyone come out and see you on Sunday. We appreciate your time, my man. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. Looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a blast. I'm going to steal the show and some girlfriends. Absolute blast.
He is the show stealer, the man, the myth, the legend, formerly known as Dolph Ziggler. You can now see him as Nick Mimmoth on Sunday afternoon. Meet him at 12:30 at the Wrestle Center. Tickets at memphiswrestling.tv. For today's Don't Tell The Story, Tell Your Story, I think we just got to go with CJ Gardner-Johnson's sweatshirt today at the Super Bowl victory parade. I want to thank Nick for joining the program. Tim, as always, for being with us. Blake Topmeyer as well. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.